Now, we are an underground radio station. We do a lot of, we're a pirate radio station. And so we always ask this question to different artists every time. First off, not in the sense of pirate radio, but in the sense of pirated music. How do you as a band feel about the music piracy world and people stealing music off the internet and all of that?
Well, I grew up on the internet, so I personally, I think that we're coming into kind of a musical revolution where the internet has allowed people access to genres of music and different kinds of music that isn't pumped to them over the radio. So they're being able to develop their taste in music much further than they would have been able to 10 minutes ago because of the internet. I think that's a wonderful thing. So I'm all about people being able to research and just develop what they like about music, and the internet is such a powerful thing that I'm all for it, and I give away all of our music for free.
Nice, nice. Now on the scale of that, away from pirate music, how do you feel about the world of pirate radio and pirate media as far as, you know, not stealing music, but playing it out there without the proper RIAA licensing, stuff like that?
More power to you.
It's a good answer.
I mean, I'm a musician in it for the music, I guess. So anything that pushes music, I'm for.
Good.
I'm not a solo artist. Oh, I'm a drummer, so it's really hard for a drummer to be a solo artist, but I'm not trying to push my individual name. I'm trying to push the music that my band creates.
Right, exactly, exactly.
So pirate radio is important.
Definitely. We agree. So now, do you guys have anything after this tour? Do you guys have anything in the works for the future? Do you guys have any festivals coming up, any other tours, collaborations, anything like that?
Yeah, we just got added to the Wakarusa bill in Arkansas, which is a big deal for us.
Oh, nice.
All of our friends are playing there.
Yeah.
Playing on Saturday evening. So anybody that's going to the Wakarusa Festival, look for a mouth on your schedules and come check us out.
Nice. Yeah, that's a fun festival.
So really, I mean, after this run, I'm going to be hitting up a lot of people from Colorado to see when we can get out here next, because honestly, been coming to Colorado my entire life and love it.
Nice.
So
we do too. So
I bet.
So
I would stay here if I wasn't so connected at home.
Right. I hear you there. So I guess that's all the questions I have for you. I am curious, out of all of your tracks on your website, what are some of your favorite?
Well, I would say we just added, like, we just played our second birthday party as a band at a venue called Jazz House in Lawrence, Kansas, and we uploaded the second set from that show. So we have a live album that's called Word of Mouth Volume 2, second in the series. It's highlights from 6 months of shows compiled into a live album. And then we have a holiday release that's just unreleased tracks, bootlegs, all that, for download as well, but I think the second set download on our website from a week ago is the freshest, hottest. It has a bunch of mistakes in it, but the crowd is awesome. You know, there's a bunch of brilliant moments to counter the mistakes. It's very raw. I like that.
Yeah,
I like when bands don't try and hide mistakes and can be honest that they make them. And
right.
So I would think that would be the best.
Right,
to download off our website. But please download all three.
Yeah, and what is the website again for people out there?
abandcalledmouth.com.
And that's mouth, M-O-U-T-H, like the body part.
Correct.
Nice.
Very, very simple band name.
Right. Now, you guys, just one more time for the people out there. As of this interview on the 9th of, February already? January, good.
Yeah.
Okay. On this January 9th, what shows do you have coming into Boulder, Denver, and the whole Colorado area right now for the listeners out there?
Well, we're playing tonight at Cervantes. It's a free show. We're headlining the main room. It's pretty scary since it's our first show in Denver, and that's a huge room, but yeah, we couldn't be happier. Tomorrow, we're going to actually be playing Telluride. Fly Me to the Moon, and then Friday we're playing Durango, a place called The Summit, and then on Saturday we're playing at Chapuro's in Grand Junction. So those are our four Colorado dates, and it's all this week, and then I'm sure that we'll be back within a couple months.
Nice, nice. Well, you heard it here, folks, so definitely check them out if you see them, for sure. And
please do share it with friends.
Right.
I mean, it's free, and we're just trying to push it, so any help we get pushing it is a huge help.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, well, that's all the questions I have for you. I wanted to thank you for your time, for sure.
Well, thanks for having me, man. It's much appreciated. Sorry that we had a little trouble connecting.
That's okay. That happens. I am curious. Is it cool if I get a radio drop from you? Just sort of say, like, hey, this is whoever from Mouth, and you're listening to Green Light Radio 95.3?
Green Light Radio 95.3.
Yep.
You ready for it?
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you, man. That was awesome. That was awesome.